June 21st, 2014. At our next month, our May segment will feature the coordinator of the blood drive, Charletta Malone. We are also engaged in the May Day celebration scheduled for May 1st. It will take place in downtown Portland. It will be a rally. And we can be contacted at orcbtu10@gmail.com. We'd also like to remind our listeners that here in Oregon, it's not too late to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. In order to do that, you should contact B.C. Carter at the Portland Urban League for assistance. The mission of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists is to be a conduit representing our respective international unions, to bridge the gap between the black community and organized labor, and to speak on matters of concern in the black community. As I stated in the opening statement, tonight's segment is about a televised candidate interview scheduled for April 23rd. These candidates are vying for office in the upcoming Oregon elections. Remember, the primary is May 20th, and the general election is November 4th. And the registration, the last day to register for the primary election is April 29th. So if you haven't registered already, or if you've moved, or if you've changed your name, then you should fill out a new card and turn it in so that you can participate. As I said, tonight's segment, our guest is Tony Brown. He is the director for Straight Talk TV. And the mission for Straight Talk TV is to provide a solution-based conversation through a community forum to discuss, address issues that affect youth and the community locally and nationally, to serve as an information and referral outlet, to promote and share resources of various organizations locally and nationally, to capture and share our history, present and future. So Tony, tell us about yourself.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank Cable for the facility, you, Tina, Deborah, and Madam President of NAACP for this opportunity to just kind of share the goals and objectives of Straight Talk and the platform. A little bit about how Straight Talk was birthed. About, I believe about 2002, 2003, there was a big flood. Everybody's probably familiar with Katrina. And there's a lady by the name of Pastor Mary Smith, probably known to the community as Pastor Overstreet. And I was assisting her, and then one day her daughter came and said, Anthony, Mom wants you to do an interview with Channel 8. So I did that interview, and after the interview, people began to flow in with gifts and products for the families that was coming from New Orleans, from Katrina. And after that, Pastor Mary Smith said, Brother Tony, you like working with the youth, you need to come down to Portland Community Media and work on getting your producer and your director certificate. And from that, Straight Talk was pretty much born on the outside here. And our goal, as stated earlier, is just really to be a platform for our community to let them know that they can come, they can voice, but only not only just voicing, but with solutions. And collectively, we can do that.
So, Sister Terrell, I think we have you responsible for bringing Mr. Brown into our midst. Can you give us some ideas to how that came about?
Well, let me just share that being president of NAACP, this is my second year. We have really stepped out in the community, being visible with a sincere intent to revamp and to restore the Portland NAACP Unit 1120. It has a great history. The NAACP is 100 years, over 100 years old. So here, we've found an opportunity to approach Brother Tony Brown, and he's accepted so willingly to be able to televise a candidates forum. The mission of the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, is to ensure the political, educational, social, and economic equality of rights of all persons, and to eliminate racial hatred and racial discrimination. So with that mandate from the state, from the region and from the national. The things we do in the community, we stand on those mandates. So we, knowing that how important it is to have, to understand who we vote for, to understand how important it is to vote, and to know who we're voting for, we discussed in our committee meetings about having the first candidates for NAACP Portland Unit 1120 candidates forum. And it was all an intent to revamp and bring to light many of the issues that we have, people of color, and again, this is National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, we found that it's imperative we know what is the view and the policies and how those that we in local government will address our issues. So we have been planning with Brother Tony Brown this candidate forum on April the 23rd from 6 to 8. We are so excited about it. So we as candidates, we want to ask them several questions. As people of color in this community, we have drafted some questions that we're going to be asking these candidates that's running for political office. So as we've been sitting down trying to think of various subject matters, we came to a number of them, one of which is voter registration, because something imperative just came down recently.
Yes, and for your listeners, this is Deborah Hall. Last Wednesday, the Supreme Court, by a vote of 5-4, effectively gutted the contributory limits in federal elections by any one individual. Prior to the McCutcheon decision being voted on, there was a monetary limit per person per election cycle of $125,000. That has been effectively stricken down, and now individuals are able to contribute as much as they want to as many candidates as they want as often, which effectively gives wealthy folks an opportunity to buy the election. But if we can band together, and because we, the people, we have more people than they have money, if we can get together, get folks registered, get them engaged, we can beat back any of these wealthy folks initiatives to make sure that working people are taken care of.
So we're developing some questions for these candidates on voter registration. Another subject matter we're concerned about is this gentrification. That's another subject. Absolutely. Brother Tony.
Yeah, you know, what's so important is that it took 10 years for the Voting Rights Bill to be signed by President Johnson. And here we are in 2005-04 fighting to keep that voting right. And recently, before this new decision came down from the Supreme Court, they had ruled 5-4, basically almost abolishing what has took 10 years to sign, and now here we are in 2004. And people need to really understand the importance of voting, because if it wasn't important, they wouldn't be passing all these laws to rectify or take back, if you will, the voting rights. So it's really important.
Okay. Well, back to this, even the Portland community, about this gentrification, because it's happening in major cities all over the country. Absolutely. And Portland, for some reason, has been highlighted about things that are happening here. And a lot of people in the city of Portland have been displaced. So there are some questions we want to ask these candidates about this displacement and about how the community, this gentrification within the community.
And gentrification, we must look at what really is happening there. That is just one of the aspects that are being used to displace people from being able to vote. And one of the issues we're going to talk about is the voting of a single district for each one of the candidates.
Yes. Another subject matter we're going to address is the Public Utility Commission rate. There's various thoughts on that. And we hope to have some union representation, some labor representation that can give some views on that. So that's one subject matter we'll be addressing too with the candidates. Also, this health care. That's another subject matter that's a very serious concern for the people here in the community. And in addition, a lot of social justice. As you recall, the AMA just, there was a, the DOJ had a fairness hearing. And those are the subjects we're going to bring before these candidates. Just ask them, what's your opinion? What, how do you stand? In addition, we'll have some subject matters on some programs for our youth. Now, I know I'm always, like many of you, I'm concerned about our youth. Because, Tony, you have programs. I mean, there's a lot of programs that you air regarding youth.
Absolutely. We just had the privilege to honor and to, you know, do a program, Young Entrepreneurs. And it was, I was really, really moved at the young people that are out in our community and in the Portland area at large that are studying business, being really adverse in technology. And a lot of times they don't get a platform to talk about what they do. Mm-hmm. Most of the information that goes out to our community is about gangs and drugs and murder. And so it is very important for us at Straight Talk to be able to have a platform for those young people to come on, voice their opinions, and let the community know that they are doing positive things in the community.
And we do plan to have some youth there to ask some questions. Now, the broadcast will be around from 6 to 8, 2 hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're looking for a certain amount of questions to be asked and those candidates to respond. In addition, we are concerned about, I know I've heard this in many of our meetings, about this Stand Your Ground law here in Oregon, if there is or is not one here. So I know there are some questions from that we are drafting now to be able to ask the candidates on that.
Absolutely, because there is a Stand Your Ground law, and I think it's important that we look at it and our candidates understand the legalities of it and the aspects of it, because unfortunately, fortunately and unfortunately, that people's lives have been lost, and mothers are sad and fathers are sad. But right now there's a movement to repeal the Stand Your Ground law that started in Florida. But we know that once something starts on the East Coast, basically it starts migrating its way to the Northwest Coast. So our candidates really need to be abreast on what's happening mm-hmm. with that Stand Your Ground and inform the people.
Mm-hmm. There's another question that we're going to ask about legalizing marijuana here in the state of Oregon. Also marriage equality. We talk about these in our meetings, which are twice a month. We talk about these matters quite a bit. So this is our opportunity for the NAACP to ask these candidates, what is your stance on these? So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward for you moderating and even other people asking questions, even seniors coming and asking questions at this time.
So I'd like to remind our listeners, you're listening to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio here on KABU, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. If you've just joined us, our guest tonight is Tony Brown. He is the director of Straight Talk. And our topic tonight is he's going to produce a televised candidate forum scheduled for April 23rd, 2014.
Thank you. And just to piggyback on what Sister Terrell was talking about, This past weekend, the American Federation of Teachers in Oregon, we had our annual convention and resolutions and things that we passed, also marriage equality, the legalization of marijuana. So these are also questions that are important to you that are in the labor community. And we're asking you to please get involved with us on April 23rd to come out and hear what these people have to say, to ask your questions, to be able to see them as they answer them, and to take part. Because these are questions that are important to all of our communities, and we should all be there to take part and to show folks that they're of strong interest to us.
So, Tony, you've talked to us about your show. How can we hook up with it? When does it broadcast?
The show has been broadcast 3 times a day, I mean a month, and then there's additional what they call filler times. And so we get an air of 10 times a month. The next airing would be the 12th and 13th and 14th. And that's going to be dealing with the fairness hearing that Madam President briefly spoke about. And I want to say something that really struck me when I was there. The attorneys actually submitted to the judge that they did not have any data to substantiate that police brutality and profiling was happening in the state of Oregon. So that really shocked everybody in the courtroom as well. So those are some of the issues that we really want to see where our candidates stand on that. The program will be broadcast at Portland Community Media. It's located at 2766 Martin Luther King, and it's right on the corner of Graham and MLK. If you remember where Billy Reeves was at one time, it's right across the street from that.
So what dial do I look for on my TV?
Channel 11, 22, and 23. And you can also reach us on Facebook, Straight Talk TV. You can reach me at 503-962-9084. That's 503-962-9084. Facebook, Straight Talk TV. We'd love to have your input, and I'm sure, Madam President, we're all looking forward to everybody in the community. This is a rare opportunity. First, it's a rare opportunity to come down and meet your candidates face-to-face and talk to them.
Now, Madam President, it's my understanding that people can submit questions ahead of time. Is that right?
Yes, they can. We have an email address and a website. Let me just share that with you. It is PortlandNAACP1120.org, or you can email us at PortlandNAACP1120@gmail.com. And hopefully we'll be able to take your questions and be able to submit them, time permits, to ask those candidates about your concerns. Again, I want to reiterate that this is the first time the NAACP is having a candidates forum. We have the candidates in front of us that we can look at them and ask them questions, and they will be recorded, televised, as to their response. So I encourage you all, if you have any questions that you want to present to the candidates, please contact us through the Portland NAACP 1120.org or Portland NAACP 1120@gmail.com.
Sister Deborah, it's my impression that you, before we went off air tonight, you wanted to bring some things to our listeners' attention.
I did. Thank you, Tina. Since we last met, there have been some important things that have gone down, not only in the world of labor, but just in the world. As of today, the American Association of University Professors, AAUP, and Portland State University reached tentative agreement. As some of you may or may not know, the AAUP union has been in pretty protracted contract negotiations with Portland State and in mediation to no avail. They did recently authorize a strike vote and were preparing to go on strike. And as of today, that is on hold because of a tentative agreement. We'd like to thank everyone who got involved with that effort that helped our brothers and sisters at Portland State to hopefully achieve a fair contract. The second thing, and I wish that I had bells and whistles, Initiative Petition 9, also known as IP9, the ballot measure that, if it would have passed, would have effectively eliminated collective bargaining for public employees in the state of Oregon, will not be on the ballot in 2014. I say that again, it will not be on the ballot in 2014. Labor, the governor's office, the backers of IP9 reached an agreement that effectively pulled all of those parties' measures off of the ballot. That gives us in the House of Labor a huge reprieve, because if any of you have been following the national news and remember what happened in Michigan in November, what happened in Wisconsin previously, those are our two states that in the last year have lost their collective bargaining. So thank you all who went to work for those efforts, and we need to gear up because we can be sure that we'll probably have some similar ballot measures in the next voting cycle. Thank you.
So, I'm Tony Brown. I'd like to once again thank you for being our guest tonight. And can you give us some idea of what else you'll be doing other than the candidates forum?
Absolutely. Again, I'd like to just thank you for the opportunity. One of the programs that we're going to just really want the community to come out, it is going to be called Low Riders. And I'm just going to read the flyers so I have the information correct. It's going to be the first annual football cleat drive for Madison High School, 2735 Northeast 82nd Avenue. It's going to be Sunday, May 5th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And this is an added piece to that. Please help support our student athletes by donating new or used football cleats for Portland inner city youth in 3rd through 8th grade. The involvement of the community is much needed and appreciated. And if you'd like to get more information, you can contact me again at 503-962-9084. And another event that is really a powerful event is we have Mr. Barry Donaldson. Mr. Barry Donaldson is a gentleman that basically been to the trenches. He now has his Fortune 500 company. He's going to be speaking at the Hyatt Place Cascade Station, and it's located at 9750 Cascade Parkway and PDX, and that's out by the airport. It's going to be Saturday the 12th at 11 p.m. And we also have the privilege of having Mr. Donaldson on Straight Talk at 6 o'clock, and that would be at PCM at 6 p.m. April 12th, and that's 2766 Northeast MLK Jr. Please bring the young people out, because he's been in the trenches, and this is someone that they really need to listen to and hear from, okay?
Sister Audrey?
Yes, I'd just like to say that I would like to announce that the NAACP 100-year celebration will be Saturday, October the 25th, 2014, at 5 p.m. at the Oregon Convention Center. Tickets can be purchased at our website. There's a PayPal account that you can be able to pay for your tickets on there. We're expecting a great speaker, so I just hope that you don't miss this opportunity for us to commemorate 100 years of the NAACP here in the city of Portland. And I just want to add about the candidates form is that we as the NAACP cannot endorse any particular candidate, but we sure can educate the community on the mindset of these candidates before they get in office and ask them questions. So I am just elated with this opportunity to forge through with this revamping of the NAACP here in Portland to educate the community just on the candidates that we're going to be voting on. So I look forward to October 23rd.
So as I said, we are the Coalition of Black Trade Unions. We meet the second Tuesday of every month, and that's tomorrow night. We will meet at the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employee Building called the William Lucy Building. It's located at 6025 Burnside East in Portland. Please join us tomorrow night. And speaking of the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees, I'd like to send a shout out and invite our listeners to a community fair that's sponsored by the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees. It happens on Saturday, April 12th, 12 noon to 5 p.m. It's going to be held at Kelly Elementary School, located at 9030 Southeast Cooper Street, and it is in Portland. And the event sponsors are affiliated locals with the American Federation of State and County Municipal Employees, our Council 75, Local 88, which represent Multnomah County, Local 132, which represent child care providers, Local 189, City of Portland, Local 328, the Oregon Health Science University Center, Local 3336, DEQ, Developmental Department of Equality, Local 3580 Metro, Kelly Sun Community School, the Northwest Labor Council, and the Oregon AFL-CIO. The email address for the Coalition of Black Trade Unions is orcbtu10@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for involving us. We'd like you to join us in involving adventure in representing Black union workers. So thank you very much, and I guess we'll be signing off. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
To you, the 9-to-5er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Joanne Rand. And Jim Page. Together, Rand and Page will pack a Cascadian folk wallop celebrating Rand's new album, Still a Real World, at the Alberta Rose Theater on Tuesday, April 8th at 8 p.m. A portion of the proceeds from this amazing show will benefit KBOO, so you folk fans don't want to miss this one. For more details, go to kboo.fm and check under Community Events here at your community radio station, KBOO.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
American Dreams, American Nightmares. A book review of A Dream Foreclosed by Laura Gottesdiener. Can a book be both beautiful and terrible? Adorning its front cover is a beautiful little girl, her hair neatly sectioned into intricate cornrows, the ends of her braids festooned with bright plastic baubles. But the story within these pages is hardly one of beauty. It is the terrible, heart-rending, soul-eating tale of the foreclosure crisis. How capital waged a war of greed, fraud, and malice to wipe out the wealth, homes, and well-being of millions of people. And yet, Laura Gottesdiener's fine little book, A Dream Foreclosed, manages to find some beauty amidst immense pain and suffering. The beauty of people continuing to fight back against rapacious banks, the politicians they buy, and the lawyers they hire. People fight for years against fraudulent, robo-signed foreclosure notices, court hearings, heavily armed sheriffs and police, and actually win, because they discover that there is power in communities and in movements. They learn that they aren't alone. Indeed, there are millions, millions of people thrown into the horrors of homelessness, suffering in silence and shame. Gottesdiener tells their stories of how they joined or sometimes built movements to change their condition and won. Gottesdiener tells the life tales of four families who, though driven to the brink of madness and despair, find solace in united struggle against monstrous odds. Through movements, through united action, these desperate and scattered families build kernels of community and bonds of solidarity. As Hetty, the mother of one young man facing foreclosure, said, "People in numbers work magic. They receive nothing but scorn and derision from their elected so-called leaders, whether local or national. So pressed against the wall of hopelessness, thrown into the refuse heap of society, they became their own leaders and created social change. A Dream Foreclosed, Black America, and the Fight for a Place to Call Home, by Laura Gottesdiener, is a work both beautiful and terrible that deserves to be read by many. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to Prison Pipeline. I'm your host, Adam Carpinelli, and this evening we're here with Mindy Johnston from Insight Development Group. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us tonight. Can you talk about the organization and how far it goes back and what the organizing looks like?
Yeah, definitely. So this is a group that started in 2009. There was a request by four inmates at Oregon State Correctional Institute, also known as OSCI, to learn more about restorative justice, to do more with restorative justice in the prison. And so the chaplain there got involved and sent out a request, and a student from the conflict resolution program at Portland State University, Morgan Moore, ended up responding to that request. which is sort of the seed where things started with Insight Development Group. So they launched the group in 2009, and we've been going strong ever since. So more, obviously, more people have gotten involved. Conflict resolution folks, criminal justice folks, there's been a broad range of volunteers now at this point who go into the prisons and run groups over 3 and now 4 modules exploring restorative justice practices and crime, basically how the crimes that inmates have committed impact their own life, the community, their victims, etc.
Great. How is the organization put together as far as, you know, different people? You mentioned people in, you know, conflict resolution, restorative justice. So how do people get involved?
You know, people have just found out about us. We've presented a few years now at the Northwest Justice Forum. Many of us are involved in prison work, and so people will learn about our programs. We've also, you know, we put calls out for volunteers when we start new groups, so people learn that way. So it's just been a variety of ways that people have gotten involved over the years. We are comprised of a sort of a main steering committee body. So that group is, most of us have been around at least since 2010. And we've also over the years expanded a bit. So we have partnerships at OSC, Oregon State Penitentiary. And then we've also started a group at McLaren Youth Correctional Facility.
Sounds great. We'll get back to about, you know, how people can get more specifically involved in a few minutes. But just to backtrack a sec, you know, there are some listeners who might not be super familiar with the idea of restorative justice, and specifically maybe how it relates to, you know, prison justice work or what have you. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So restorative justice, you know, there are different ideas about restorative justice. And just up front, there are critics of restorative justice who would say that it's soft on crime. And I think those of us that are close to this work feel it's quite the opposite, that our current criminal justice system really separates people. It stops people from connecting and talking to each other about what's happened, which is really crucial when a harm has been committed. So restorative justice